Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this daily inspiration. I hope that together we can be inspired again as we look at the Word of God. It is a wonderful thing to be able to have the Word and to have God's instruction for us and to be able to see His heart for us right here in the words that we have in this book. Today I would like to read two verses out of Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 verses 12 and 13. Start with that. And it says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Quite a number of words here in this passage that we are to put on. A number of character traits that we are to put on and to put into action. And the last two caught my attention here tonight. Phrases here where it says, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. And I was just pondering how different things would be if we who know the Lord would put this on completely and have this attitude, would cultivate this attitude so completely that we could walk in this at all times. Bearing with one another, putting up with each other. And the Holy Spirit directed Paul to write these things, knowing that there would be offenses, there would be misunderstanding, there would be carelessness, and there would be times where we are simply walking in the flesh and not in the spirit. And so he instructs us that in these things we are to bear with one another. We are to carry each other in love and forgive each other. We are to think the best of each other. And I think there is so much in this simple sentence here, in this one sentence, that we could probably spend a lot of time. But to get a quick inspiration here, just briefly, I want to draw our attention to the end here of verse 13, where it says, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. So the statement says that we are to forgive each other the complaints that we have against each other, if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. If we stop and consider, how did Christ forgive us? If we know Him and have been born again, and know that we have been forgiven, then we know that when he forgives us, I hope we know, that when he forgives us, he doesn't carry a secret grudge and he lets us run into troubles and trials so that we will get a little bit of what we deserve, or that we will get what we have coming to us. The things that God allows in our lives that are difficult are because he wants to work in us, that we be holy and that we be like Christ. Sometimes they are to get our attention, but it's not because he holds some spite or some grudge against us. And that is the way that we are called to forgive, without any grudge, without any desire that they pay for their actions. We want to see them forgiven. And what it also says here, what it implies, as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. It implies that we have been forgiven. And I believe that we need to have been forgiven before we can forgive the way Christ forgives. We need to be willing to forgive, and we can be willing to forgive, but we will not be able to forgive completely after the example of Christ unless we have been forgiven ourselves and are walking in the Spirit and have received the promise that we can be partakers of the divine nature, as we read elsewhere. So I want that to be an encouragement to us, that it is possible to live this way. It takes a willingness, it takes a desire for the mind of Christ. It takes a hunger and a thirst for righteousness to daily release and forgive those who have hurt us and those who have offended us, whether it be intentional or by carelessness and unintentional. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another. Again, I will just repeat, how would things be? I'm going to say in our families, in our churches, and in our neighborhoods, if we really, really believed and practiced this. Let's pursue that and be encouraged. God bless you.